Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on January 22nd, 2010. In today's Darden Business Cast, we continue where we left off last week as we were discussing your career. More specifically, we'll continue our conversation with Connie English, Director of Darden's Alumni Career Services. Last week, Connie explained all the services her team offers Darden alumni. This week, Connie talks more about networking, and more specifically, how your networking plan should include LinkedIn, the popular online professional network. Here's our discussion with Connie English of Darden's Alumni Career Services. I talked to you before Christmas and said, well, you need to come on the podcast. And we talked about Alumni Career Services. But one of the things we talked about was networking and how we should do that. And LinkedIn was a topic that came up. And you really surprised me by saying this is so very important. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that. What should people be thinking when they hear LinkedIn? We all have accounts, but I don't know how much attention we really pay to it.
So stepping back, networking is absolutely the most important part of one's career. Never mind in their career transition strategy, but networking is the number one thing that people should pay attention to in their career. Mm-hmm. It's going to help them get leads. It's going to help them help others. And it will, you know, help them progress in whatever they want to in life and in their career. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's several different ways to help one's network progress. But in today's age, in technology, LinkedIn has become a really superior resource for people to use technology in developing their network or even in tapping into their network. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a tool. Let's be real about this.
Sure.
It's not like the silver bullet that's going to, you know, make your network appear overnight. But it is a very valuable tool. And in fact, the reason why I said it was very important was because employers are using it as their number one or number two sourcing way to source talent.
Yes.
So we did a recent survey, I think I told you, in September to find out what social networking tools alumni were using, among other things. And we found that 92% of all alumni are using LinkedIn.
Wow.
And that's just Darden alumni, and,
sure.
and that is statistically significant data.
Boy.
But it also shows that everyone is using it. It's not a career transition tool, which is pretty important when you think about it.
True.
Because other things, if you post your resume and your employer happens to see that you posted your resume somewhere, it's a big red flag and says, oh, this person is, you know, Ken's looking for a job.
Exactly.
Right? You don't
want
to do that. But on the other side, LinkedIn is a tool that everyone is using to connect professionally.
Right.
It's a professional, as opposed to Facebook,
which
is a very social, probably personal connection. LinkedIn is a professional networking device.
Huh.
So employers, when they're looking to connect with candidates, employers, when they're looking to connect with people who might know potential candidates, go there to look for who has worked for their competitors, who has worked for others. And they use it as a sourcing tool. Huh. It's safe, as I indicated, because it doesn't say that you're searching. And it's easy to use.
Yeah, it is.
But it's, you know, when people come to us with their resume and say, you know, I want to start my job search, here's my resume, can you look at it? Obviously, we need to know what they're looking for to make that a good marketing document. But even more important, we're stressing that the profile on LinkedIn is as important, if not more important, than one's resume.
What great advice.
Yeah, and that surprises a lot of people.
I'm sure it does. Any tips? Is there anything that you know, that we should do with our LinkedIn accounts? I mean,
well, certainly think about how you want to brand yourself and how you want to be seen and develop your profile accordingly. It's a marketing branding instrument. So one needs to understand what they're trying to be seen as, who they're trying to appeal to, and develop that profile in those terms.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're not comfortable with LinkedIn or you don't know how to use it, a great place to start is LinkedIn actually offers weekly tutorials to show people how to use it.
I didn't know that.
If you go in there just go under help or tools, they have these weekly tutorials. I believe it's on Wednesdays. And you can go on. It's like a webinar, and it's very easy to follow. And people have had rave reviews of these weekly tutorials. There's also a lot of other training helps on LinkedIn. So don't be intimidated.
No.
You know, we have people from the classes of 57 on up that are using LinkedIn.
Well, if 92% of our – I mean, that's an indication that it is not difficult. And I'm not the most technologically savvy guy. I had no problems whatsoever.
I know. You connected with me on LinkedIn.
Well, as soon as we talked about it, yeah, that was great.
So, you know, it's important, though. Your LinkedIn is only as useful as what you make of it. So you do need – to make those connections. You need to ask others to connect with you. And it's not like Facebook when somebody friends you.
Right.
It's kind of almost invasive. It's not. LinkedIn, if you connect, you're just connecting on a professional basis.
Right.
Yeah, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the groups in LinkedIn as well. So
that's
Darden
right.
has its own alumni group in LinkedIn, and if you're, you know, your former employers have LinkedIn groups that are started typically by alumni of those employers.
Yeah.
So, and there are different industry-specific groups and the like. So LinkedIn can be very valuable. Like LinkedIn, Darden has its own directory, which I encourage alumni also to use in connection with or in addition to LinkedIn. So the Darden directory is very useful in doing a simple search for your classmates or people in like industries, and also doing an advanced search of maybe you're moving to a new city. I'm moving to Boston, and I want to know who else is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to go on and do that search. And like LinkedIn, we have groups on the Darden portal that alumni should use. If they're a consultant, they can get advice in the consulting realm. If they're, in an entrepreneur, there's a lot of information that exchanges between different folks on the Darden directory as well.
Very helpful and a perfect topic for the beginning of the new year, as a lot of people are just sort of looking where they're headed in the future. Connie English, Director of Alumni Career Services at the Darden School of Business. Thanks for joining us. Hope you'll come back again on a future podcast.
Thank you, Ken.
That's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted every Friday afternoon in several places, including the Darden website, Podcast Alley, and iTunes. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.